Oh, it's a special episode. It's a Ryan and Tom episode. It's been a while.
I'm back. I was lost at sea.
He was. I drove all the way up to Connecticut to do this. We're recording part three. It is not coming out on Halloween. You all could probably have guessed that with us, but I don't do well with deadlines unless I set something. So probably next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 7th or 8th.
By the time you vote.
Oh, we got a vote?
There's probably a vote.
There's probably an election.
Yeah, there's probably an election.
Yeah, there's something.
We're getting towards November. Yeah, so by the time you vote for. What is it going to be?
Probably
councilman, probably a councilwoman or a councilman.
Yeah, a council them, because we're woke.
There's probably one that everybody loves that is not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably one that everybody hates.
That is going to win. Joe Brandon.
And, yeah, so you'll hear the podcast that day.
You will.
Yeah.
And that will that'll help you get through that day.
Yeah.
It'll be a hard day.
This podcast came out, though, on the 29th, so
we're gonna get this one out.
Don't go
before.
To vote on that day. That
no,
would be
not
a
at all.
Bad time to vote. If you go on the 29th, your vote won't count.
No, they're very strict about those rules voting in person. Apparently you can only do it on one day. Like you just can't show up early.
No.
And be like, I'm just an overachiever.
They're gonna crumble that vote up and throw it right into the garbage can.
They take away your right to vote forever, I hear.
They'll say that person were a little loony, is what they'll say. They'll make that. If you can't see, I'm making the crazies. The symbol. Everybody knows that symbol.
Yeah. We'll do live shows eventually.
Yeah.
And it's those old ladies. They're like, that guy was fucking stupid. It's good to see
He's
you again.
He's a little
this
off his rocker.
It's good to see you again, Ryan.
Yeah, you
so
too,
good.
Man.
We're just.
Yeah.
You know.
Been gone for so long.
He's been a hero getting pussy.
Yeah.
Husbands ain't gonna like that.
No,
not at
husbands.
All. We're actually having to record in seclusion as of now.
Deep we're in the shelter,
deep beneath one of your multi-story properties that you have just strictly for your husband.
Yeah. I built this
in
one
in Hartford,
so that,
Connecticut.
Yeah, so that whenever I did get pussy, that my husbands couldn't find me. I'm buried deep. Deep beneath the crevices of the earth.
And he loves his crevices. We're actually, it's a tunnel that goes, stretches almost all the way to New York. We're in Samford is where we're at. Samford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's where they film Samford and Son.
Samford and Sons. That's very true. And then right down the street is the Jeffersons because we're so close to New York, I think.
That is also
true. I think that's how that show worked.
Yeah. There was those shows are based on secret tunnels that were built many years prior.
I didn't know you were also the American version of Hamas, apparently, with all your secret tunnels. You know what I used to I stole this from my buddy Scott when we would go bowling. And anytime he'd get a strike, he would do a George Jefferson taunt. He would get a strike, he would turn around, and he would do the George Jefferson walk with his hands behind his back, and he would always scream, "Look at all these honkies!" I've stolen it. I do it when I bowl too. Look at all these honkies. Scott's just,
oh God.
Scott's a fucking. We used to work at Family Video, and so. He's nerdy, kind of talks like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, whatever. He's probably, I don't know, probably a boring drip. And then one day when I was working there, he asked me, he just bluntly asked me, do you like getting drunk? I'm like, I love getting drunk. And so we would go to his place up near campus and play like Borderlands for like 8 hours just – We thought we made up a new drink. We called it Solar Flares. It was just orange juice and vodka. Like, we're going to bomb out on Solar Flares. They had a TV, like, in a cabinet. You pull it open. We just play Borderlands for, like, hours.
You thought you invented orange juice
and vodka? Yeah. And we're like, what are we going to call this? Because we're called Solar Flares. Yeah. I feel like you could probably call it something like that, but you got to add, like, a third
put a
thing.
Little cinnamon in it or something.
Yeah, maybe
like,
it needs
God,
to be Fireball and orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing.
I'm sure if I was 18, it'd be great.
Yeah, we go bowling. He'd, on his way to shooting a 110, he'd get that inevitable strike, and he'd just turn around and say, "Look at all these honkies."
Look at all these honkies.
And then he'd strut like George Jefferson.
That's so funny.
As if he was like a puppet.
I want to see you strut like George Jefferson.
I might.
I'm trying to imagine.
I mean, it's very rigid, and I just do the hands. It really looks like some kind of shitty Halloween dance is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think it has any effect on the opposing player as I want. We can talk baseball, but I want to talk about me getting my first fantasy football win finally.
Yeah, you texted me that. It's great. Doesn't save your season, but pride is everything.
My next four matchups I can win, so it'd be very funny if I just pull off four in a row.
Go to 500 and it's anybody's game, man.
I just want to
do the old John Mozeliak special. You can just fall backwards in the playoffs.
So last week I thought I was going to get my first win.
Uh-huh.
And then I lost by half a point. Me and the guy I lost to were the lowest scoring teams. He beat me 89.74 to 89.24, and I just thought about
the Suck Bowl.
I am going to make the Toilet Bowl.
But
my team's healthy, and every single player scored 10 points but my kicker, which I haven't had, and everyone else who plays me has, because, I've dropped 140 points on a guy who had, like, 12, 13 draft picks in the first 10 rounds. And he lost to me and my buddy Cody, who's the other worst guy. And Cody, he was the one I was telling you about when you were like, yeah, this is why we don't do draft picks. I'm like, they're fucking hilarious. And Cody had like five or six in the first 10 because he sold out for Christian McCaffrey. Here.
You could just buy your whole new team each year.
Dude, here. Here's a giggle for you. You want to see his trade for old CMC? You want to see what he gave up last year for it? Cody has won the belt the most times, as well as I think he's tied for first in most.
Any of these guys in the baseball league that I did?
No, different. These totally guys different. Are cool. These are my separate friends on this one. These are my demons. But Cody believes, he's like, if it's time to buy, you do whatever it takes to buy. So last year, this is what he gave up to try and get in. Right there. Look at the picks.
Oh, man. Fifth, second, fourth, 12th.
For next 2 years.
Yeah. He still has first rounders, though.
He traded CMC today, and he kind of got his picks back, which is pretty cool.
He got Mostert, though. He kind of won that one.
Well, I was trying to get Mostert from our friend there.
He got picks and Mostert and Pickens.
Yeah, he got Pickens, and he had to give up CMC.
Which E. Mitchell is this?
It's CMC's backup, Elijah Mitchell.
Okay. Because there's also the E. Mitchell on Browns. What's his name? Elron.
Elron Hubbard
Mitchell is on there.
I tried getting Mostert, but I didn't. I mean, the guy I was trying to trade with didn't want to give him up. And I'm like, no, this the – because he was trying to get me, like, Javonte, the Broncos running back.
Oh, Javonte Williams.
Yeah, he couldn't. And I'm like, that guy has not been good all year. He's like, what about Zach Moss?
The Broncos suck. They're a sad
train.
They're stuck.
Yeah, they beat the Chiefs, but, you know, they suck.
The Chiefs are, you know.
Try to give me Zach Moss. I'm like, Jonathan Taylor's back, and they just gave
But Zach Moss has still been doing well. I have Zach Moss on my team.
He's great. But they're not going to sit Jonathan Taylor in that contract.
After they just paid him too.
Yeah.
I'm doing a real dumb thing now.
What is it?
I'm doing fantasy basketball.
Oh, that sounds too much.
I like basketball.
You do like basketball?
But I think what fantasy basketball, it has the worst components of both baseball and football.
Okay.
To where you have to play every day, and you have to check your lineups every day.
Yeah.
But the team you drafted is the team you're stuck with, because you're not going to find many players on waivers. At least I'm in a 12 team league, and so you're kind of stuck with who you drafted is who you have. You're like baseball, you can fix your team throughout the season, but
yeah, because
there's so many players that come up and come
Yeah, I mean, you know, nine guys on a team, and you know,
there's guys in the minors. There's always somebody
32 starters somewhere, right? Yeah, and we were thinking about our league going to 12 teams, but dude, with all these running back injuries, I'm like, there's like, we, man, you're fucked. Like, I have running back depth. I've got 13 picks in 2024 in the first 10 rounds. So I'm like, I'll dump later rounds for trades if you guys want, if I get to move up. But like, I have Ford, Hunt, Mixon, and Swift. I have four.
That's a good running back. That's a good.
Yeah, and Hunt's been a great flex because thank God Deshaun Watson got hurt for no other reason than
they're back to just running two running backs. And
I mean, you know, Hunt's got double digit points the last 3 weeks, and mm-hmm. Ford has been the ninth best RB in half point PPR. So
yeah.
No one came here for fantasy football.
Fantasy football advice. This is Matthew. We're Matthew Berry.
Yeah, we're Matthew and Berry. Matthew Scary.
Who's another guy?
I mean, Barstool. I'm
Chris. I'm Chris Towers, and you are Matthew Berry.
You're White Towers, is what you are.
Christian Towers.
Christian Towers.
We're here at the Christian Forward Fantasy Football League, where you can only draft players that, pray.
Believe in God.
Yeah.
Super Jesus freaks.
Well, who are the biggest Jesus freaks?
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis is a Jesus freak?
He literally dresses like a fucking pastor all the time. You ever seen him?
I haven't seen Ray Lewis in a long time.
Oh, not in person. I mean, he doesn't call. I know he lives up here in Samford.
Yeah. No, he owes me money. That's why. No,
that son's a bitch.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah. How about Luke Kuechly? You think he's like a...
Luke, he's the guy who gave up, right?
He did, because of all the concussions.
Yeah.
But I don't think the brain damage was from concussions. I think it was from his love of Jesus Christ. Whoa!
The power.
Whoa! Amazing atheist.
Imagine if those are their taunts. Like, they tackle somebody, and they're like, the power of Christ compels you.
The shower of Christ compels you.
What if they just went full, like, touchdown celebrations? Guys were just, like, sign of crossing. We're just like, we got Taylor Swift. We're going to bring the church involved. We're going to the three biggest things in America. Yeah, just
they just
fucking
turn into like D&D paladins. They just start smiting the crowd for drinking.
Oh, God.
They like take the football and just turn it into radiant light and just chuck it into
in the fourth quarter, we fast. We have to fast.
We have a fast. No, you guys run like good 40s? No. We don't eat.
Yeah.
We don't eat. We take medical tents away from the sidelines. No hand warmers. We don't even wear shoes. If we could, we wouldn't wear helmets and pads.
Just throw some guy tears his ACL, just throws holy water on it, and just like, hey.
Yeah, no, they just summon around and start like praying over his shattered, his folded in half foot.
The thing is, that's not that far off from what's happening in.
I've been meaning to like do like research on that a little bit, because like with the whole, I'm still like I like the World Series matchup. I like the spunkiness of the Diamondbacks, and I also want the Rangers to win, so that way a team with a big budget wins.
Is this our baseball transition? We need a
I think we're working toward that. But like I guess it's like back to the Christian paladin jingoism of football. I mean, it kind of extends to baseball. I am still fucking bugged by Ian Kinsler coming out in an Israel jersey and everyone be like, yes.
Somebody had to.
Like, and I've been meaning to, I want to turn it into an article of just examining like, you know, American pro sports relationship with like Israel. It's because Israel's never done a bad thing ever. They're not currently doing anything right now. He just wore that jersey for the hell of it. Israel, the only country on earth who's never done anything wrong ever, behind America and Canada.
You're not a country if you haven't done a war crime. Like, that's like
recently too.
Like,
I'm not sure how recent for Israel.
I applaud them. Like, you guys,
I do, yeah, you know.
You're just, that's your big boy pants. You put your big boy pants on. And now you're a country then, right?
It's like, you know, it's very cool to get an open endorsement to do an ethnic cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
The best anyone can do is just be mean to you online. So, I mean, they're living their best lives right now.
God.
I don't know, I guess.
I like how I saw a tweet today that was like, somebody that was pro-Israel was like, see, they're all playing at the beach. It's not going that bad. And then somebody else was like, no, they're near the water because it's like the only place that it's safe.
Not getting hit by missiles. Have you seen the before and after?
Yeah, satellite? It's all it's fucking horrible. Terrible. Yeah. It's so fucking bad.
It's you know, it's just a man. You know what could help those people? The power of Christ.
The power of Christ.
We gotta send a paladin linebacker.
God.
Yeah. So basically, I don't want to. It's hard for me to root for the Rangers because of that stupid. I mean, they also to relive 9/11 days. Your favorite guy came out throughout the first pitch. The man himself, great president or greatest president. George W. Bush. And he bounced it. He doesn't have it. He's been off painting dogs. Hasn't killed anyone lately. He misses the taste of burning flesh.
just the timing of the last time this guy threw out a pretty famous pitch.
Thousands of people died.
It's more than thousands now. I mean,
yeah, it started
a multi-war front that killed
at least a million Iraqis. Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you got to have a Bush throw a pitch if you want to start a war.
Yep,
that's what you got to do.
It is. That was the major endorsement of us. It's like, Israel, we got your back no matter what. And we're like, well, how are you guys going to show it? We're going to send out George W. Bush. We're going to pull him away from his painting easel where he's painting little shitty watercolor dogs. We're going to hand him a baseball. And when he makes that pitch, that's when you blow up a children's
Raytheon hospital. Stock started skyrocketing whenever that ball bounced.
Yeah, Dick Cheney was in attendance too as some dark cloud overlooking the stadium. As lightning courses.
That's part
sky.
Of the Rangers' new stadium is that there is like a war room underneath.
There is a literal war room.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be Hamas. I don't know.
Shabana.
Did you see that? I mean, this would be the last thing. Did you see the. So Netanyahu shared a graphic. He shared. Let me find this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it? It's. Next level.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen a lot of things because I've, again, been in this bunker and
you've been
lost
in this
at
bunker.
Sea. So
you've been lost at sea. You've been in this bunker. You've been tending to your husbands.
I only know things what the Instacart driver tells me in passing. That's the only way I've heard about
the only thing. It's
the war in
the Instacart. What's going on outside? Is that what you scream at?
Yeah. I scream at it through the iron doors.
Look at this deranged shit. Netanyahu said, Hamas, ISIS is sick. They turned hospitals into headquarters for their terror. We just released intelligence proving it. The intelligence is they basically pull up the fucking iOS version of like Fallout Shelter, and this is their proof. Do you notice it's not a real hospital? It's a computer hospital. This is what. Based on this cartoon we made, we need to kill everyone in this hospital.
God.
They suck, man. I mean, I guess we can talk about baseball.
Harder to.
Is it Adolis here or Adolis? How do you pronounce it? How do you think it is pronounced?
A doofus. He's a doofus.
Yeah, oh, no.
Guy's a big doofus. I can't do that for you.
Nick and I were talking about it last week. It feels right to say Adolis. But it's like on fucking.
I have no idea. Is it people are saying Adolis now?
Adolis, yeah. Adolis, I think it is. It's got the big thing is the E's sound at the end. But
Adolis nuts.
That sounds feminine though.
Adolis nuts is what they say.
Yeah, it sounds feminine.
People say that, Tom.
Adolis
at
nuts.
At the stadium, they say that to him.
Yeah.
And he cries.
And like, Adolis, these bombs in Gaza, right? Fucking.
Adolis
Garcia.
Adolis in this car is too high. Like,
whose head is huge. They call him Lightbulb, I learned. And that's pretty good. He is making Cardinal fans
feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of soupy poopy. It is hot, piping hot diarrhea.
He was not good. There was nothing that.
In the minors?
The minors.
You know, he was fine in the minors. That's the weird thing to me because I thought I was going to look at someone bad. You know the thing that jumped out at me? Low walk rate. But he posted between a 780 and 810 OPS. It was a low walk
rate, high strikeout rate.
Yeah, like Moises Gomez, right? And like his OPS for minors in Texas and the 2 years with us ranged between 780 to 810. And I'm like, he's doing that triple A. Like, I don't know. I think we kind of missed a little bit more than, like, I get it. You know, it's a lot of depth to it. Mm-hmm. And like, you kind of look at that and be like, he's got a ton of raw power and he's like on the wrong side of 25. I get that. He's 30 right now, you know? But like, maybe it's a misfire. Maybe it's a misassessment, let's say, of how much power plays up. What do you think?
You're saying the power plays better in the big leagues than it does in the minors? And
like, that is such a huge – like, think of Nolan Gorman. Like, Gorman is virtually untouchable as second baseman, not because he has, like, the on-base skills as Donnie. It's because he's left-handed bat. It's going to just rake.
Yeah.
You know,
he's our Max Muncy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or a guy caught lightning in a bottle. Like,
yeah,
there's been plenty of guys that have come up and had like 3 year stints where they were like hot shit, and then they've petered off.
Here's Adolis right here. You know,
Adolis, that's his minor. You could do is
Adolis. You can do is put it on my iPad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so minors. Okay, his OPS was fine.
812, 781, 30-plus taters, you know?
Struck out 100 times both minor league seasons.
Those strikeout rates ain't that scary. It's probably the last year he's in there. When he hits 32 dingers, 132 games, he strikes out, I think, 160. Yeah, right there. 159 times, only 22 walks. But a 517 fucking slugging with an 818 OPS. I think you know, and I know the Rangers DFA'd him, and I really –
and the Rangers – I read an article that the Rangers, like, weren't planning on playing him. It took injuries.
It took injuries, yeah.
To make him be part of the team.
A lot of people, I feel like, arguably missed. But, like, it's kind of – you know, I think we got to wear it a little bit more when you have a guy who's posting 30 bombs and, you know – hit and has around an 800
and stealing bases. Like, he's like, he's
he
like,
steals bases too.
He's what the modern game wants.
Yeah,
it's what the kids need. What and, the people need. People love it.
Maybe wearing it, maybe is a little too much because, like, but I think when it comes to the pitching,
at
like,
the time we had a bajillion outfielders.
We had a bajillion. We still kind of do.
We have too many fucking outfielders. But what, we had Bader, yeah, O'Neill, Carlson. We had
Randy. Fowler, we had probably Randy around that. Time. We had Fowler.
We had Randy, right?
Randy Arizona was coming up. Maybe even last year's of Holiday. Let me go to it. I mean, we ship him in, what, 2019? So probably look at the 2020 Cardinals, you know?
2020 Cardinals. I mean, that's the bad year. Edmund would have been in.
Let's look at, you know, what was on that 2019 squad, you know. Because, I mean, I think that's, like, the most important to assess.
Yeah.
Bader, Ozuna. Oh, yeah, it was the last year of Ozuna. Fowler. I mean, Fowler and Ozuna are getting money from us. We traded away pitching talent for Ozuna. And even had Joe Mart. You had Jose Martinez even. And Salami Tommy. That's when he had his breakout.
And then we still had O'Neill in the minors team, minors at the time.
So, like, you know,
they
when
probably
looked
at it and said, we'd rather have O'Neill or this guy who strikes out way more than O'Neill
both
does.
Both dudes strike out a lot. O'Neill is here. Yeah. You know, and O'Neill has at least a gold glove.
He had an MVP caliber season. They both had their time.
I mean, like, I think we like position
what I could
players.
Say, Adolis, is that it could all end tomorrow. Adolis. It could all end tomorrow, Adolis.
Adolis.
You better fucking cherish it right now. Because next year, you could be fucking, you could be goddamn, who's somebody we hate now?
Fucking.
Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger. Like 2 years ago. Not current Cody Bellinger.
But 2 years
ago. 2 years ago, yeah, Cody Bellinger. Yeah, everybody hated that guy.
Yeah, that guy sucked.
That could be you.
Or Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
You could be a predator. Okay, maybe that's a little
No, we're not
going to
wish that on
we're
you.
Not gonna do that. We're not going to do that. We haven't got
it. It could all go away.
We haven't got your Trevor Bauer take because you've been gone for so long. Your Instacart driver tell you about that?
Instacart driver.
Hey, he's like, here's your miso soup and your egg rolls. And just so you know, Trevor Bauer settled with that accuser, and everyone thinks that means he's innocent. Here you go. Also, 15% tip would be nice. I mean, I had to navigate this underground bunker. You have so many bunkers, Mr. Ryan.
Thank you.
There's so much broken glass here in Connecticut.
Trevor Bauer.
Look good in Cardinal Red? What do you think? It's Cardinals Live. You think he did it?
I don't think he's a good person.
No, he's a terrible person. He's got, like, other multiple accusations.
I think we talked, like, a year ago when I read the arm. Like, his college coaches hated him. They thought he was annoying as
Everyone did. Everyone thinks he's annoying.
Everyone thinks he's annoying.
Also, he totally fucking...
I believe someone will sign him next year.
Oh, you want to make this your goofus? Who do you think is going to sign him? Maybe not goofus. Let's make it a 5-point prediction. It won't be a contender.
And it won't be on the coasts.
It'll be a small market team. Midwest.
I could see the Reds taking it back. But the Reds have a lot of good young pitching. They don't really need to. The Brewers, Chicago are like they're coastal.
Rockies,
teams.
I think Rockies.
I think the Rockies.
The only other thing I can think,
I could see the Diamondbacks.
That too, I'd go with.
I could see the Diamondbacks shoring up the rotation a little more.
Yeah, and they're pretty crazy conservative in Arizona.
Yes.
If he hadn't already pitched on the Reds and they weren't on the up and up, I would say Reds.
But
he
I
won't
think
go to the Guardians.
Arizona,
won't
it won't
Tigers.
Be as big of a like media circus, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely won't be. Their owner, Ken Kendrick, is fucking evil.
They're all evil.
Do you hear what he said? Is like the greatest feeling ever was beating the Yankees after 9/11 in 2001.
That's fucking cool.
That is.
That's the most baller thing you could do.
Yeah, my bad. That is pretty metal. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I made him cool. Yeah, let's rewind that. I might cut that. Yeah, their owner's evil. He didn't say anything cool about the Yankees. Yeah, like he gets the commissioner's trophy and puts this machine kills fascists.
God.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think if they put a team in Salt Lake City, I think he'd manage it. No, I would say D-backs. What about a Florida team?
No one would care about the Rays. The Rays will do anything.
The Rays will stoop down.
To any level, they're like, "Oh, is it going to be a cheap, good arm?"
Yeah. How bad?
We
do
don't
you wanna,
care.
How bad do you want to pitch? Only one rule here. You gotta hate the quiz, okay? All right. You can't say anything to upset.
The Rays will be the first team to sign some guy who has a known death kill in Gaza.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's what.
Yeah, he's a part of the IDF, but hey, he throws 99 and has a crazy slider.
Hey, listen. You know, he killed kids over there, not over here. I mean, you know. I mean. He learned how to work the corners there, you know. He learned how to blow people away with his heater.
Heat seeking missile.
He was fucking chugging Mountain Dew over a drone. that's a pretty good one. Let's talk postseason because Adelise bested our boy.
Adelise, you can say. Adelise, I just want to keep playing with his name now.
Okay. All right. Adelise, you can say is that he now has the most postseason RBIs, and this is something I noticed. He has more postseason RBIs in 1 year of postseason eligibility, or 1 year of showing up to the postseason, than Arenado and Goldschmidt combined. And Arenado and Goldschmidt only have one more home run than Adelise combined. What I'm saying is we really should have traded one of those two is what I'm thinking.
Trade them for at least get him back.
Yes, get him back. Bring him back. It's the Martian poster. Bring him. It's Matt Damon.
Him, Jeff Luhnow.
He has two walks this postseason, and they were in the past two games. But now, yeah, he's got eight dingers and what, like.
Why 20? Do you need to walk when you just hit the ball
when
out of the park?
Just hit the ball out. That fucking walk.
Why would I walk when I can cover all four bases in one swing?
I prophesize that walk off in game one.
I do like the belief that walking is for pussies. Like,
no, I
that
like
is
the,
some like
it, you know, if you can back it up,
KFC,
yeah.
Knights of Columbus softball mentality of like, no, I will step across the plate to swing at a pitch.
I am not taking a free pass. I am earning every bit of this.
Yeah.
He hit that walk-off. He took, like, a middle in here and then went Oppo Taco with it because he is a motherfucking superhero strong.
That should be our next fan best worst fans shirt.
Yeah.
Walking is for pussies. Walks are for
fuck
pussies.
Fuck walks, hit bombs. Fuck. Yeah, I think we could do that. I mean, embraces suck. Maybe we have a terrible off season. Who knows? But
have you guys off season stuff? When do you guys do that?
What do you mean? Oh,
like
I mean, we've been talking about it all the time. It's just, you know, baseball's kind of tiresome.
Yeah.
But like Nick wrote an article, and he's thinking Nola, Yamamoto. And he wants Monty to come back. Monty for four years, 100 mil.
Monty's going to stay with the Rangers, right?
I don't think he's coming back to St. Louis.
Yeah, I think he's like, I found my group with the Rangers. I'm going to sign here. I'm going to be.
I think we should go up to Yamamoto. And I mean, I think 8 years for Nola is probably a little too much because his swing and miss stuff is on the decline. He's past 30. But, I mean, I give him 25, 30 million for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe front load it, and then
I would love to get Aaron Nola.
I think he would play well with the confines here, but, like, it ain't going to be like when we won 5 gold gloves anymore. So
you're talking defense behind him? Like,
yeah, and I think Nolan will bounce back. I think Goldie
But see,
is,
it doesn't –
really regret.
And I think the Phillies, yes, they're not in the World Series, but they have the perfect playoff team of like, yeah, you struck like, yeah, raw power, but you're pitching, you have two starters who can strike motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. And you have two starters and some and bullpen who can just fucking
Alvarado,
either. Yes, you might give up three bombs, but they're not putting people on base. And everybody else is getting struck out. Like, their three runs they give
dynamic
up are solo bombs, and that's like, who gives a shit?
Dynamic team.
Yeah. But that's what I think Aaron Nola would bring. Like, yeah, during the season, he might have a higher 3 ZRA because.
He'll probably be in the fours, likely. But
yeah.
Like,
but when the playoffs come around, he's going to strike motherfuckers out, mm-hmm. and he's going to, like, that's all you need. That's it.
I look at it, I mean, he has the highest risk. I would say Snell is a safer bet than him, and probably Sonny Gray.
But no, Snell's walk rate is so much higher.
Yeah, but he has his K rate's only gone up, and he's going to probably win a Cy Young. But Nola, his regression has been in the past couple of years. Now, maybe to his credit, you know, he has
but
that Phillies defense.
I
want to
bring that up
him
now, because like, I don't know, just pull up the stats now. Because Nola's walk rate isn't close to as high as
Snell's. It ain't that. It's his strikeout rate's going down a lot. Let's pull up the Nola. You pull up Nola, I'll pull up Snell.
Okay, I'm pulling up StatCast. What are you pulling up?
Oh, I was just going to pull up Baseball Reference. They have walk percentages on that now.
Oh.
Like, Snell had fucking, what, he walked like 15% of his guys, I think? Let me look. His walk rate was 13.3% last season, but he punched out 31.5%.
My phone's moving so slow.
It's fine. You should get a new iPhone.
Okay.
For me. This is just looking at his dots. He's looking at his red.
I like the colors. The colors are what.
All right. So what I say, 13.3 and 31.5, and Nola's
walk rate is
5.7 and 25.5 on the K rate.
Yeah.
But his strikeout rate is in decline. Has been on decline since 2020.
Yes, but
harder hit velocity too. More home runs. I think that's the other thing they leapt out to me. Gave up way more bombs than usual. I don't know. I mean, you know, Snell doesn't give up bombs. He gives up walks.
Either way, I like both of them. But we know they're not going to do that. We're going to get Kenta Maeda.
We're going to get James Paxton.
James Paxton.
Maybe Rich Hill.
And maybe Alex Wood. We could probably get Alex Wood.
God, we'll probably get Alex Wood. They got to at least pick up. They got to pick
We're
going to
get
no.
that not Yamamoto. Who was the reliever that they're like?
They put in an offer to?
They can't put an offer to him. That was they have heavily scouted this guy.
Okay.
And they become chummy with him.
Matsui is what it was. And he's really good.
We'll get that guy.
Yeah.
We'll get that guy right away. And we're going to all be like, oh, they're really going for something.
Can he stretch
and then
him
you're gonna, and then they're going to Kenta Maeda. And they're like, okay.
And I then, thought Yamamoto and Mo.
And then, Mo's
gonna
then
be
James
like,
Paxton's going to get signed, and everybody's gonna be like,
whoa. Big Maple?
Oh, no.
He's
and then
doing
Alex
it again.
Wood.
And then Alex
And then people are going to be
Payroll
upset.
Goes up 5%.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If he picks up Nola or Snell, he can pick up James Paxton.
Oh, yeah. If we pick up one of the big guys. I think there's like a tier. I think I created a tier like on my phone at one point, and it's like I want like Nola or Snell or there's one other guy that's like big.
S tier is Nola, Snell, Yamamoto, right?
Yeah.
A tier, Gray. I would say Julio Urias, but he did something.
B tier. Monty would be in that A tier.
Monty would be A tier. B tier would be
those guys, James Paxton.
But, guys who can throw you.
Oh,
100.
But like trading. Then like there's also like trading for glass now would be. And like I think the A tier.
No. They back-ended, they backloaded that contract because they signed him an extension for like 2 years, 28 mil. So the first year they paid him $3 million, and now they're just looking at salary dump. There's the same with Glass now. Like $25 million, I would take him as like a number five. But the dude is past 30, and this was his most durable season where he threw 120 innings. Would you pay $25 million a year for a number five starter that maybe gets you that much?
Do you think Glass has a five starter?
He doesn't have number five starter stuff though. But like,
you're saying
you're going to pay for a guy who's going to give you at best so far in conjunction with his career.
But what if
15 to 20 starts?
But then what if the signings are trade for Glass now and get Gray and a Monty? That's a
okay. So if we're saying money is irrelevant, I pick up Glass now and put him at the back of my rotation. Or think about like a spot start, stopper role.
No, I think you ride him into the ground the 1 year you have him.
Yeah.
No, you don't like spot start him.
He'll give you 15 starts. There'll be 15 incredible starts, and now you have to find.
Or this could be the 1 year that he
finally stays healthy.
Chris Carpenter was this guy.
Carpenter wasn't.
He was hurt, very hurt early in his
career. He was very hurt when we picked him up, but he pitched 3 full seasons in Toronto. Full seasons.
Okay.
Then he got hurt. We
not
picked
completely
him up.
The same thing, but there was no one expecting him to be Chris Carpenter when he came here.
No, not like this, but Glasnow has showed immense promise. He is, he has that upper tier stuff that, like, he's in the same market or sort of category as me as, like, Jacob DeGrom, which is immense talent. Immense strikeout stuff, electric pitcher, but you can't rely on him to fucking pitch deep. So, like, I ask you, would you pay $25 million a year for a guy that gives you maybe 15 starts?
I would gamble on it because it's 1 year. It's 1 year. What does it matter?
I would say there's better options ahead, but like, if he. Again, if money's not a factor, but like, what do you give up for that guy? Because the Rays are just wanting to trade him.
If the Rays are just dumping him, then
that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to trade him because they owe him 25 at the end of this year.
And they're like, look,
not the end of this year. Next
have
season.
You seen the only people that showed up this year were Chris and his drunk brother? Okay, we know them. We know the fans who show up by name. Okay.
Listen, they just point at him like, I know he's entering his ninth season. I know he's never made it past 21 starts, but hear us out. Isn't he due? They're selling us volcano insurance.
I think if you're giving up very minimally, even if you're just giving up like
Moises, you send him back. That sounded wrong.
I mean, even players that they might like a Tommy Edmund or somebody. Like,
oh, the Rays have a dossier.
They love that. That's their every player is Tommy Edmund on their
team.
They love
teabagging every organization out there and be like, yeah, we can develop anyone.
Yeah. But no, I would definitely take a class now. Who's another starter that like is probably going to get traded next year? Wheeler's in his last year.
Wheeler's in his last one. Should have got him.
The Phillies are going to double down, though. The Phillies are going to
extend it?
No, the Phillies are going to put more money in. That's why I don't think I think Aaron Nola is going to sign back with them.
Like, really? Well, they didn't want to give him the years. That's why that's the report that came out. They give him money, and they just wouldn't give him 8 years. He wanted 8 years. They wanted to give him five.
Gotcha.
I mean, maybe they do that, and they just front
they
or back loaded.
Or they're going to say, no, we're going to give Zach Wheeler that, because Zach Wheeler is really our ace. They're going to say that to his face. They're going to look him in the eye and go,
you're so beautiful.
Zach Wheeler is better than you. And then he's going to go.
And just to prove it, we're bringing him in here to sign this contract
in
extension.
In front of you. They're going to cuck
like
sign
a cuck. They're going to cuck sign. Not a co-signer, a cuck sign. Is that what it is? I need a cuck signer. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a dull.
Let's do some more postseason nonsense, and we can have you just record part three.
Okay.
What do you think?
That sounds good.
That Corey Seager bomb was great.
Yeah. I was in the bunker.
Okay.
What had happened? No.
You came out and the towers were gone.
The last game I actually got to watch was the game 7 of the Phillies and the Diamondbacks.
That was fun. That was a really great game.
It was.
I like the memes.
It was sad for the Phillies, but
yeah, fuck them.
I was Team Phil. I was Team Phil.
That team is cool. I get it. They're weird. That's the thing. They're weird. They're very
I loved
weird.
It all, man.
Yeah,
the
they're
fake
weird.
Kissing and the
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just
spraying beer, saying fuck the Mets
mm-hmm.
in the clubhouse. I mean, I get and you know what? Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper
balled out this postseason.
Bryce Harper has turned around for me. I used to hate that dude.
I used to as well as an umpire.
I used to be like, you will never be as an
as
umpire.
A cop. As a cop.
As a cop.
It. As a cop.
Because every kid
he didn't respect the
is
law.
He the like is he the Steph Curry of baseball? Like,
yeah,
is,
he really is. Yeah.
Is that what all the kids are imitating now?
Mm-hmm.
They're all
he has a certain,
yelling at
he has a certain advantage over Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect the blue. He doesn't back the blue. Yeah. I used to say Bryce, too. I used to say a baby and all that. And then I kind of realized he's cool.
Yeah. I think
I
he's,
fucking love Philly.
I think that's dope. I wish, like, Cardinals players would be like, I fucking
had
love this
had some fucking
thing.
Personality, yeah.
Yeah.
Curse fucking had some, like, intense passion for the game.
Yeah. No.
We have that with Nolan, but, like, Goldie is a fucking statue, dude.
No. We had it with Bader.
Yeah. Personality.
Yeah. Who's going to step up and be like that? Because, like, watching them, like, I was like, no Cardinals
Michaelis
team.
Michaelis tries so hard. He tries to come off as, like, Barry Zito was to Giants fans, like very idiosyncratic, you know.
Yeah.
But like, no, he doesn't have that. He fishes and then like votes
doesn't
to kill
get vaccines.
People. Doesn't get vaccinated, or he gets vaccinated, but begrudgingly. And,
he got vaccinated.
Yeah, he did. So after the Nolan and Goldie thing, he came out in defense of him. He was like, "I wish I didn't get vaccinated, but I did." I'm like, "What the fuck? Okay, okay." Ooh, you get to go play in Toronto. That's the thing. Our guys are just stupid.
Is that the
down- That's the thing. Our guys are just stupid. Bryce Harper
is
that
our,
stupid.
Is that our curse? The team, the players that couldn't go to Toronto are like, that's our curse.
Yeah.
Because
the,
then.
The curse of the CN Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then what happens? Toronto kicks our ass at the beginning of the season, and we never fucking recover.
We took 2 of 3 from them.
We never fucking recovered.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that was the last time we were over 500, so.
We can fucking reach.
We can reach. Yeah, we can make a narrative out of this, I think.
Toronto owns us. Canada.
Canada. America's hat.
We need to hold Tyler O'Neill to the fucking fire and
we
be like,
shoot him.
Are you with us? Are you with them?
You need to renounce your Canadian citizenship.
We burn his like Canadian birth certificate. Like,
we need to renounce your Canadian citizenship. And what he's got to do is he's got to throw a case of Labatt's into the Mississippi, and then he's got to chug a Budweiser, eat a fucking steak.
We just start like. Burning anything that has like French in the name in St. Louis, like we're like no,
yeah, we start making
we're done with this.
We start to Americanfy him and start like make him put on like 20 pounds of fat, make him wear Carhartt, mention the troops at every step of the way. I'm so happy to be playing this game. Thanks to the troops. Thanks to the American Coast Guard. The Army Reserve. They're the real heroes. Unlike those gay-ass teachers. By the way, taxes are too dang high, and that's why I left Canada. That's silly. Have we done enough to say
46 minutes.
What's your like predictions then for postseason? Who are you gunning for? Who do you want to win this series?
Oh, man. I think it'd be cool if the Snakes won. That'd be cool.
Yeah. They won't be that historical. There's the Twins who win 85 and 77. They'd be the Snakes at 84 and 78. And then the shittiest World Series winner of all time, the 2006 Cardinals at 83-78, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Snakes ain't got that corner.
I hate that everybody's like, oh, it's so dumb that all these people are these terrible teams or so. This is unfair. I'm a Braves fan.
They couldn't let anyone in the playoffs. We didn't practice and prepare at all. We can't.
No, I think it's just like the Snakes.
They're pussies.
The Snakes are like a team that instead of like because – we think of things linearly, like each season. Mm-hmm. But their young core started peaking at the end of the season into the playoff. Like,
well, they got hot and they got super cold because they got hot and like had the wild card. We're like, what the fuck, Arizona? And then they lost like 9 of 11. Oh, and they were like 2 games under. And then they got red hot at the end.
Yeah, but like, they were on the trajectory that like the next few years they were going to be very good. They're just looking at all the players that have been coming out. I think it just like
baseball fans well. Just gotta peaked accept early. That teams that are like a few games over 500 is not that unreal in every other major sports association.
Yeah.
NFL has teams that they've had teams finish below 500, but like around 500 make the playoffs.
The Giants, like every year they won the world or the
they were 9-7 or 8-8. Yeah. Fucking NHL has teams that are under 500 that make it. The NBA has a ton of teams that do that. You know, like, at the end of the day, you just got to take care of business.
I mean, we're just talking to you Braves fans because you're the ones who
oh,
are
my
really
God.
Upset
immense
about it.
I actually looked into that because I was like, what do they do with the few days off? And like, they ran simulated games and pitched to each other. I'm like, so what's the fucking point of rhythm here? Like, you're seeing live hitting. You're running simulated games. Okay, let 1,000 people in to scream at you. I don't know what else you need. Like, you won 104 games going up against the lowest seed, grow a sack, and beat the Phillies. But I don't know. More parody. Okay.
That's
it? Who's your crumble champ?
Oh, my crumble champ of the week.
Crumble champ.
Is, who could it be this week?
George Bush.
George Bush is a good one. I wasn't even thinking of a crumble champ.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
These are all good candidates. A,
Chief
B, or C.
Wahoo is a Netanyahu. Cleveland stands by Israel. The Cleveland Iron Dome Guardians.
My crumble champ.
Yeah.
Is
Iron Dome would be a nice name for some like turbo suck. When you think about it, she gave me that Iron
she
Dome.
Gave me that
Gal Gadot. <Doga. laughs> Come on, you got one.
Trying to think.
Jesus Christ.
of something that I saw that just really stuck out to me is like the crumble champ of the, and I think it has to be.
Come on, bring it home.
I think it has to be.
You can do it.
The crumble champ of the week.
Yeah, you're so close.
Is
you're not rusty.
I've been in a bunker and for so long.
You know, you know, mine's Martin Scorsese. I saw Killers of the Flower
Moon. I need to see. I'm in a bunker. I'm never going to see that movie again.
Yeah, watching that movie was like being in an emotional bunker.
I imagine.
It's so good. Who's your crumble champ? Come on.
The crumble champ of the week.
I know he's right at your fingertips. He's biting at the tips. Like that.
I think it's. My crumble champ of the week is world peace. That's
God damn it.
That's what living in a bunker will do, huh? Yeah, the kind of person that lives in a bunker is all dreaming about world peace one day.
I think
day,
that's
huh?
what we all need, you know?
Okay. Let's say Cran, Jeff, Richie, Alex, Nick, James, Bravo. I think that was eight guys.
Yeah.
Richie, Cran, Jeff, Bravo, Nick, Alex.
All I can think of Cran is like, I'm Johnny Cranz. Do you remember that?
Never mind. And James. Yeah, I think we got them all. We used your money to buy a channel thing. So this is why the audio sounds good. We have
hopefully it sounds good. This is your first time using it.
It is first time using it. So I hope it's shit. Dude, I hope it's really fucking good after all this. But yeah, who do you want to fuck in your glorious return?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's fuck contact sports.
People died
this week in contact
sports. Oh, yeah. The
hockey player,
Adam Johnson.
Fuck contact sports.
Yeah. They really need to make guys wear, like, neck guards. And
yeah,
like,
man.
They have that. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck contact sports.
Fuck contact sports.
Have your kids become a band nerd.
Yeah. Have them play baseball and
get pussy. Yeah.